from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Francis Salesiar. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from three donors. The first is the Pereira family from Mississauga, Ontario. A special intention for their son on his birthday today, for good health. In thanksgiving for favors received for the deceased members of the D'Souza and Pereira families, and for their personal intentions. The second is Everdina Robinson from Barrie, Ontario, for the souls of her husband, Len Robinson, her parents, Johanna and Jerry Lammers, and all the departed members of her family. The third is Dennis Faltham from Etobicoke, Ontario, in loving memory of her parents, Molly and Bramwell Faltham. May they both be at home with God in heaven's eternal joy and in thanksgiving for blessings received. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we come together once again to celebrate this Eucharist, we are given through the liturgy of today the life example of John the Baptist, how we are to humble ourselves, how we have to allow Christ to grow in us, that he may increase, we may decrease. Let us ask God's pardon and mercy for the moments where we have failed to allow Christ to shine through us. You are sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call the sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who through your only begotten Son have made us a new creation for yourself, grant, we pray, that by your grace we may be found in the likeness of him in whom our nature is united to you, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of John. My dear people, this is the boldness we have in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have obtained the requests made of him. If you see your brother or sister committing what is not a mortal sin, you will ask, and God will give life to such a one, to those whose sin is not mortal. There is sin that is mortal. I do not say that you should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not mortal. We know that those who are born of God do not sin, but the one who was born of God protects them, and the evil one does not touch them. We know that we are God's children, and that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. And as we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in its Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is glory for all his faithful ones. The Lord takes delight in his people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. People in darkness have seen a great light. A radiant dawn shines on those lost in death. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he spent some time there with them and baptized. John also was baptizing at Aenon near Salim, because water was abundant there, and people kept coming and were being baptized. John, of course, had not yet been thrown into prison. Now, a discussion about purification arose between John's disciples and a Jew. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. For this reason, my joy has been fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the commercial world, it is very common to hear stories of a talented employee leaving an established firm to start his or her own firm, which flourishes and does even better than the previous one. In the eyes of the commercial world, success comes from the ability to outshine all the rivals who compete in the same industry. Thus, any new kid on the flock is perceived unfavorably as a threat to one's business. A similar kind of perception was held by some of the disciples of John the Baptist about 2,000 years ago when Jesus began to baptize people and people began to flock to him. We can only understand and feel for the disciples of John. They are in a way looking out for the well-being of their master. They say, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and all are going to him." You will notice here that the disciples of John considered Jesus to be a rival to their master. While they reverently call their master Rabbi, they refer to Jesus unfavorably as "he that was with you beyond Jordan." It is very obvious that they are not thrilled with the competition. But John knows better who he was, for what purpose he was sent into the world. So he says, "He must increase, I must decrease." There's a desire in each of us for recognition. And this desire to be important, to be seen as a successful, drives all of us to do what we do in life. When we are not able to fulfill that desire, and when someone else in the same field succeeds, there's a possibility that we become envious or jealous. Envy or jealousy is a sort of sadness or anger at the good fortune of others. On the other hand, being aware of oneself and one's own ministry or the call, what we are sent, can lead us to liberation. Envy is utterly destructive. It ruins relationships. It even caused Cain to kill his brother. Envy also caused the elder brother of the prodigal son to become hostile and bitter when his brother, who had gone away and spent all the money, was back and was being celebrated by his father. Envy causes us to treat our close friends as our rivals. A similar thing we read about the relationship between King Saul and David. Initially, King Saul loved David greatly and even made him as his armor bearer. But when his subjects began to praise David's victories, he became so envious that he eventually sought to hunt him down and kill him. Giving up control is one of the biggest problems that we face in each of our lives, particularly in this modern society. We hear of this among family members and friends. We hear stories of people who cling to various things in their life, who are not willing to let go. It can be our job, it can be material possession or the past. If we are not careful, we could easily fall into this trap and become envious and jealous. The reading and the life example of John the Baptist invite each of us to learn about the call that God has given to each of us. We are invited to imitate the spirit of John the Baptist and say, "Jesus must increase in me and my world, and I must decrease." To decrease before God means we become humble. We begin to understand that we work in the vineyard of God. We are here sent into the world to preach the good news of God's kingdom. We allow God to work in us and through us. We show not ourselves to the world, but God. Let us bring forth our prayers and intentions. Let's pray for ourselves, that we may have the willingness to accept the call that God has given to us. And if we are not sure of what is our call, may we take the example of John the Baptist to meditate upon him and to learn from him. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For all those people who continue to feel hurt, who are envious and jealous, who are not able to understand the work of God and the invitation of God, that we may continue to learn from the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. We pray for our families and friends who continue to go through a lot of emotional and spiritual difficulties, that through the goodness of God, may they experience joy and blessing. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be remembered in our prayer intentions book, especially those experiencing loneliness and doubts about the future during these uncertain times, that they may find the peace and hope of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us take a moment to bring to God our own personal intentions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. Gracious and loving God, we bring before you all these prayers, knowing and trusting that you always listen to us through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash me, cleanse me, sins. Pray, dear brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
O God, who gave us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy. Blessed is he
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Dr. Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace be with you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Sins of the world. mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May your people, O Lord, whom you guide and sustain in many ways, experience both now and in the future the remedies which you bestow, that with the needed solace of things that pass away, they may strive with ever deepened trust for the things eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth in peace to love and serve one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. Remember, if you can't sponsor a Mass, any contribution, no matter how small, will help keep Daily Mass on television. And you'll receive an income tax receipt for your donation.
John and Jordan mighty deliver their troubled souls from sin and shame.